Sharik Youth Program, a local youth NGO in Gaza, has been carrying out a relief program for tens of thousands of displaced and traumatized children across hundreds of shelter locations in Middle and Southern Gaza Strip. The activities are carried out within a locally and internationally sponsored program called Share With Your People. Rana Koffa is coordinator for Sharik in Gaza.
Our work concentrates on helping people to break down the chain of fear, depression, and help them to cope with the situation that's going on here in Gaza. Most of us are volunteers. We are around 200 in the middle area of Gaza Strip, going to hospitals, governmental schools, and UNRWA schools as well, especially, and also the tent camps that are put around the areas.
Yeah, like what we have here at Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Yes, and near Al-Aqsa also.
How many children are you dealing with, especially here at Al-Aqsa Mosque?
Okay, today we came for around 35 wounded children inside the departments. And around 200 children who were playing here with the other volunteers.
We have been told that there are 3,000 children here.
But we cannot play with all of them, so we gathered around 200, we played with them, and we put a plan to come every now and then to them to play and try to give them as much as we can, whether it is gifts or food or clothes, whatever we bring with us.
Eileen Daher is a 10-year-old girl who has been displaced from the Tal el-Zatar neighborhood of northern Jabalia refugee camp.
For 60 days, we've been plagued by a terrible state of mind. Thanks to them as they try to make us forget. But what to forget? To forget those beloved ones while laying killed on the ground? Or the moment when the enemy entered? Actually, I'm pleased they are here. I need to live as children of the world.
Arafat Abu Mashayikh, chief for mental health program with the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital, told Pacifica Radio that the trauma the children of Gaza have been going through is unprecedented.
I myself followed up on cases of children, including uncontrolled urine, speech problems, and fear about parents.
Recently, World Health Organization has warned against the spread of diseases among the children of Gaza, including chickenpox and cholera. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.